We live in a world where rather than cooking in our very own homes, we quite often go out to a restaurant. There's luxury dining, there's endless menu options. But the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lived with simplicity. He lived with gratitude and gratefulness. Some days Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would, yes, eat bread. Some days he would only get dates. Some days only water. Many a time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would have to tie his stomach using a stone out of severe hunger. Imagine that. It is stated, as Sayyida Aisha radhiallahu anha, she states that sometimes an entire month would pass in the household of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An entire month without a fire being lit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would eat in simplicity. He would eat sitting with honor, yes, but not with pride, not leaning the way kings would lean. He never criticized the food before him. If he liked it, he ate it. If not, he would leave it without a single complaint. The Sunnah teaches us, food is not just about indulgence. It's about gratitude and strength. To gain strength so we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how about we revive this sunnah? Eat simply. Eat with gratefulness, with shukr, with thankfulness. Never allow food to distract us from our faith. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more blessings in our food, more barakah through the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.